Often we hear the comment that particular college-age students have so long to go on their education and they can't afford to get married. And I think this is something that crosses young people's mind, and they feel they're sort of thrown into this situation that requires more education than of previous generations. And so that therefore it's frustrating they have to wait so much longer to express themselves sexually. And yet we should look at what they're saying when they say we can't afford to get married. What they must say is that we can't afford to have a pregnancy. And if there is no contraceptive that is 100%, then they should be saying we can't afford to have sexual intercourse. We could live together. But the problem is we are in no position to accept the responsibility of bringing new life into the world. And so I think they should say what they're really meaning. They cannot afford a new child.
Sometimes little sayings stick with you. And I remember a young lady who came in to me in tears some time ago. And she had been going steady with this young man and quite convinced that this was it and that this was their great life together. And he had assured her that they would marry if she got pregnant. She came to him that evening after she had confirmed her worst fears, had been to the doctor and had been told, yes, she was pregnant. She said, "Jim, hon, I've got something to tell you. I'm going to have a baby." Jim looked at her, his eyes got wide, he backed away a bit, and he said, "Boy, are you in trouble."